USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
57 years ago today, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C.
I still have a dream.
Another huge civil rights march is happening today on the anniversary. These men traveled all the way from California to attend.
We're here to make history again.
We need change, and last time they had the march, something came out of it, so we're going to see what we can do this weekend.
Scheduled to address the crowd, Martin Luther King III and the Reverend Al Sharpton, among others. Americans made a little more money last month than they did in June, but dialed back their spending. Wall Street opening higher this morning with the Dow poised to erase all this year's losses. Markets getting a boost after the Fed also signaled it won't hike interest rates to hold down inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Tennessee now getting torrential rains from what was a very strong Hurricane Laura, now a tropical depression. The storm has maximum sustained winds of about 30 miles an hour, but it's still a huge rainmaker. And it left behind a trail of destruction in Louisiana, where at least 6 people were killed by the storm, hundreds of homes and businesses destroyed, trees toppled, and power lines are down, with many people still without power.
Joe Biden is weak.
President Trump taking direct aim last night at Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
The president there accepting his party's nomination from the South Lawn of the White House. The president heads to New Hampshire today for a campaign rally. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hillary Clinton reportedly advising Joe Biden on how to handle a very close election race this November against President Trump. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
Hillary Clinton is predicting that Donald Trump's reelection effort will be messy and that the former Democratic candidate has some advice for Joe Biden. If the race is close, do not concede.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Speaking with Jennifer Palmieri on Showtime's The Circus, Clinton said Trump would likely try to take the election by going after absentee voting. She continues to emphasize that even a small margin of votes can have major consequences, looking back to her experience winning the popular vote but still losing in the Electoral College. Democrats, she said, should be ready to fight the results at all costs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A South African couple has set a new record, a new Guinness World Record, by doing karaoke together for 35 straight hours. They were hoping to sing for 2 full days, but even though they stopped short of that, they still took down the previous record by 10 hours. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.